hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. Thank you. The call you have made requires a coin deposit. Please hang up, check the instructions on the payphone for the appropriate rate, and dial your call again. Thank you.
This is Monday, March 26th, 2007, 7:22 p.m. I am on a EWSD in North Versailles, but the actual switch is in Turtle Creek. The number on this phone is 412-823-9698. I think this is the third phone I've ever seen in Verizon territory around here that didn't accept incoming calls. There's a thing right near the volume button that says no incoming calls. Let's hang up then. I'm going to try some stuff. I forgot to turn the volume up on that. Hold on. Try some more stuff in 959 later. Let's try to Optiver through 1010 ATT0.
Thank you for using AT&T.
Give me a reorder. Weird, I just tried this last week and it would go through. Let me just try another 800 number.
AT&T. Thank you for using AT&T.
Guess not. Alright then, let me try a, local, disconnected number on this switch. So we'll go through on ground return, and, deposit's 50 cents. Actually, before I do that, let me, I don't know the local ANAC here yet, let me just call a toll-free one. Stroms is down, so,
your ANI is
412-823-9698.
So the number on the phone's right. Let me try calling my own number.
We're sorry. The number you are calling cannot receive calls at this time. Please call again later. Thank you.
Figures. It's interesting. Okay, back to dial tone.
We're sorry, but the service you are trying to use is not available on this line. Thank you.
Alright, so back to what I was saying. I'm going to call a local number on this switch. It's a disconnected number. So the deposit's 50 cents. We'll put that in. Nice.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. Thank you.
I would like to place a call. I should get a receiver off Hooktown, but let's see how long that'll go.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. Thank you.
Excuse me, there's a truck going by.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up.
Got my quarterback. Back to what I was saying, the dial number quicker.
We're sorry. The number you are calling cannot receive calls at this time. Please call again later. Thank you.
Got my coins back.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please and dial it.
Let's call one town over, Monroeville, 856.
All you have made requires a coin deposit. Please hang up, check the instructions on the payphone for the appropriate rate, and dial your call again. Thank you.
I meant to do that.
Area code changes, it is now necessary to dial the area code followed by a 7-digit number. Please redial using the complete 10-digit number.
That's a 5 ESS, by the way. Of course, since that didn't supervise, I got my 50 cents back. Call yet another town over. I'm actually not sure if this is going to go in on ground return or not. Excuse me, ground test. This is export 724-733.
The call you have made requires
okay.
A coin deposit.
Coins in.
Sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
DMS 100. Up.
call you have made
Guess
requires
not.
A coin deposit.
All right, I'm going to call something now that will go through the wonderful ACTS system. Of course, it's limited since you can't dial all across the country. Let's see.
Welcome to Verizon, your broadband company.
30 cents. Please deposit 30 cents for the first 1 minute.
Cheaper than a local call.
Please deposit 5 cents more.
Let's get the operator. Yeah, I had a quarter in there. Thank you.
Broadband company.
30 cents, please.
Please deposit.
Okay.
30 cents for the initial 1 minute. Thank you.
Thank you.
For overtime.
The number you have dialed, 412-363-0055 is not in service. Please check the number and dial again. 412-363-0055 is not in service. Please check the number and dial again.
I don't have that much with me, so
for the
guess
first
not.
1 minute.
Now the weather, the call to that building actually isn't local from here, but it usually goes through on a ground deposit. Excuse me, like ground check. I keep calling the wrong thing today. Let's see.
The call you have made requires
a coin
deposit.
It does do it on a ground check.
Please hang up, check the instructions on the payphone for the appropriate rate, and dial your call again.
But anywhere in this area, you can call
Thank you.
The weather in downtown Pittsburgh. Call? As a local call, as I was saying. Okay, let's do 00.
Please hold.
Your call is being transferred to a live operator.
Good evening, this is Forrest's Delay Service Operator. My name is Senator Ada. May I have the airplane, the number you're dialing, please?
Yes, 218-488-8463.
Thank you. Again, this is Galette. Bill to a third number, credit card, calling card.
Can I pay with coins?
I'm sorry, coin is not an option to us. If you want to dial with coins, please follow the dialing instructions on the payphone, and they will tell you what to do, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice
day. You too. Back to dial tone, of course. Just call the regular zero operator.
Welcome to Verizon, your broadband company. For emergency police, fire, or ambulance service, press or dial 9 now. To make a collect call, a calling card call, or to bill this call to another number, press 2. To check on or interrupt a busy line, press 3. For directory assistance, press 4. To reach Verizon Repair, press 5. To reach a Verizon business office or to arrange credit, press 6. For all other services, please hold for an operator. To hear these choices again, press 7.
That's new. I haven't heard that before.
Welcome to Verizon, your broadband company.
Verizon, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to place a call, please.
Thank you. Area code and number?
724-834-0076.
And how are you billing that?
Coins.
Go ahead, please. 80 cents.
Okay. One second. You know, that was actually my last quarter.
Uh-oh. Do you have a nickel? Or a dime?
Nope, that's it.
I'm sorry. That's a coin release and it'll all fall out.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I lied. I have more. I just wanted to have her disconnect me.
We're sorry, but the service you are trying to use is not available on...
Let me call the crappy ANAC 211. Gives you a DTMF readback on the phone number. Too many ones.
Sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed.
You just try something long distance.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. Thank you.
I will. Okay, how about the infamous Verizon 411 trick?
Nationwide 411.
$0.25.
Billings, Montana.
And what is listening?
Blockbuster.
Thank you. So you have to call Montana information. I'll give you the number to call.
Okay.
One moment. All right, the area code is 406.
Uh-huh.
Information is 555-1212.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy your evening.
Let's try something local then. Murraysville, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Number for Sheets?
Thank you. Good night.
The number is area code 724-733-2993. Repeat, the number is area code 724-733-2993. Please hang up.
Or hang up for me.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. Thank you.
That's what it does now. Another switch is around here. Usually 5 ESSs will give you a busy signal when you try to call out-of-state directory assistance.
We're sorry. Your call cannot... We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. Thank you.